I welcome you to another day of our review. Today we are beginning the review of the book A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. We're looking at the chapter 1 of the book titled The Flowering of Human Consciousness. The Flowering of Human Consciousness. Now let me just give you a kind of brief summary of what the chapter is talking about. Talking about your human consciousness. For it to flower, for it to flourish, it needs to be awakened. Everybody has a consciousness in him, a human consciousness, and it is something that we are awakening it. It could be a circumstance that we are awakening it, it could be someone that we are awakening it, but there is need for that consciousness to be awakened. It could be a challenge, it could be a problem, it could be a disaster, it could be something, a bad experience, something will just happen that needs to awaken you to that consciousness of who you are, to that consciousness of what you are supposed to do. Remember Newton's first law of motion that says that every object will remain at rest or uniform motion in a straight line unless compelled to change its state by the action of an external force. Every object will remain in its position unless it is acted upon by an external force. That is what some of us need. Some of us, we just need a problem to come up before we think. We just need a frustration. We just need a lack, something around you that needs to awaken you to your consciousness, that needs to awaken you even to what you are supposed to do to turn that situation around, to come around, to turn it around even for your good. You might have been in that situation even for a long time, but if you look deeply even into that situation, there is something it is wanting to teach you. There is something that problem is wanting to teach you. There is something that challenge is wanting to teach you. And if you do not wake up to that consciousness, you will not be able to learn the lesson and move on even with your life. Now there is a statement here which should be of great interest to us. It says that when faced with a radical crisis, when the old way of being in the world, of interacting with each other and with the realm of nature doesn't work anymore, when survival is threatened by seemingly insurmountable problems, an individual life form or a species will either die or become extinct or rise above the limitations of its condition through an evolutionary leap. What this place is saying in a nutshell is that when one is faced, when somebody is faced maybe with a crisis or with an old way of doing things, there's an old way you have been doing that thing and possibly the results are not yielding. What is it that you have been doing and it has not yielded any result and it is yielding the same thing, the same unsatisfactory result? When you have come to that point of frustration, to that point of unsatisfaction, to that point of not getting different results and are still doing the same thing, to that point where your survival is threatened, at that point, two options are left with you. You either evolve or you die. To evolve simply means to adjust or to change or to adapt. You either take any of these options or you die. That is what has led to the death of many visions. That is what has led to the death of many plans. That is what has led to the death of many businesses, many companies, many organizations, because they refuse to adapt, they refuse to change. And that is it with life. In life, you either adapt, you either adjust, you either change, or you get ready even to go into extinction. So that is just what this book is all about. And you must recognize this fact. You must recognize this fact. In conclusion, the summary of everything is that in life, you must adapt or change. And for you to do that, something must bring it to your consciousness. Something must bring it to your consciousness, because the book says that the normal state of mind of most human beings contains a strong element of what we might call dysfunction or even madness. To recognize one's own insanity is, of course, the arising of sanity, the beginning of healing and transcendence. What we are saying, what this book is trying to say in this place is that you cannot just all of a sudden come to that state of consciousness. Something must bring it up. And you look around, you can look around you right now. What is that thing that is wanting to bring up that consciousness, that is wanting to awaken that consciousness in you? And most times I tell you, it might be a negative issue. It might be a problem, a challenge, a crisis, something that is not giving you the result that you need. And when you look deeply into that thing, you'll be able to get the answer that will awaken you to your consciousness and bring about the solution that you need. We stop at this point. Thank you very much for listening. See you in the next chapter. I welcome you to another day of our review. Today we are beginning the review of the book A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. We are looking at the chapter 1 of the book titled The Flowering of Human Consciousness. The Flowering of Human Consciousness. Now let me just give you a kind of brief summary of what the chapter is talking about. Talking about your human consciousness. For it to flower, for it to flourish, it needs to be awakened. Everybody has a consciousness in him, a human consciousness, and it is something that will awaken it. It could be a circumstance that will awaken it. It could be someone that will awaken it. But there is need for that consciousness to be awakened. It could be a challenge. It could be a problem. It could be a disaster. It could be something, a bad experience. Something will just happen that needs to awaken you to that consciousness of who you are, to that consciousness of what you are supposed to do. Remember Newton's first law of motion that says that every object will remain at rest or in uniform motion in a straight line unless compelled to change its state by the action of an external force. Every object will remain in its position unless it is acted upon by an external force. That is what some of us need. Some of us, we just need a problem to come up before we think. We just need a frustration. We just need a lack, something around you that needs to awaken you to your consciousness, that needs to awaken you even to what you are supposed to do to turn that situation around, to come around, to turn it around even for your good. You might have been in that situation even for a long time, but if you look deeply even into that situation, there is something it is wanting to teach you. There is something that problem is wanting to teach you. There is something that challenge is wanting to teach you. And if you do not wake up to that consciousness, you will not be able to learn the lesson and move on even with your life. Now there is a statement here which should be of great interest to us. It says that when faced with a radical crisis, when the old way of being in the world, of interacting with each other and with the realm of nature doesn't work anymore, when survival is threatened by seemingly insurmountable problems, an individual life form or a species will either die or become extinct or rise above the limitations of its condition through an evolutionary leap. What this place is saying in a nutshell is that when one is faced, when somebody is faced maybe with a crisis or with an old way of doing things, there's an old way you have been doing that thing and possibly the results are not yielding. What is it that you have been doing and it has not yielded any result and it is yielding the same thing, the same unsatisfactory result? When you have come to that point of frustration, to that point of unsatisfaction, to that point of not getting different results and are still doing the same thing, to that point where your survival is threatened, at that point two options are left with you. You either evolve or you die. To evolve simply means to adjust or to change or to adapt. You either take any of these options or you die. That is what has led to the death of many visions. That is what has led to the death of many plans. That is what has led to the death of many businesses, many companies, many organizations, because they refuse to adapt, they refuse to change. And that is it with life. In life, you either adapt, you either adjust, you either change, or you get ready even to go into extinction. So that is just what this book is all about. And you must recognize this fact. You must recognize this fact. In conclusion, the summary of everything is that in life, you must adapt or change. And for you to do that, something must bring it to your consciousness. Something must bring it to your consciousness, because the book says that the normal state of mind of most human beings contains a strong element of what you might call dysfunction or even madness. To recognize one's own insanity is, of course, the arising of sanity, the beginning of healing and transcendence. What we are saying, what this book is trying to say in this place, is that you cannot just all of a sudden come to that state of consciousness. Something must bring it up. And you look around you, can look around you right now, what is that thing that is wanting to bring up that consciousness, that is wanting to awaken that consciousness in you? And most times I tell you, it might be a negative issue, it might be a problem, a challenge, a crisis, something that is not giving you the result that you need. And when you look deeply into that thing, you'll be able to get the answer that will awaken you to your consciousness and bring about the solution that you need. We stop at this point. Thank you very much for listening. See you in the next chapter.